listener production.
Hi, welcome to Gold Coast News. I'm Rob McLeod. Jack's Law, which allows police to frisk people for knives and other weapons, is set to be expanded to our shopping centres following the mass stabbing at Sydney's Bondi Junction. Premier Stephen Miles says expanding the wanding laws have been made even more compelling considering the incident on the weekend. Jack's Law is named after Gold Coast teenager Jack Beasley, who died after being stabbed in Surfers Paradise in 2019. The state government could override Gold Coast City Council's decision to knock back a new residential development at the former Arundel Country Club. Housing Minister Megan Scanlon has opened public consultation on using her powers to approve development at the Arundel Hills Golf Course. Council unanimously refused an application for a $150 million residential estate at the rundown course in January over environmental concerns. However, Ms. Scanlon has now given people 15 business days from today to have their say on whether the development should be called in. Queensland's peak medical body is urging the state government to offer more incentives for GPs to help ease pressure on our hospitals. The Australian Medical Association says less than 15% of medical school graduates are choosing general practice, compared to 50% 40 years ago. President Maria Bolton says we need to follow in the footsteps of other countries like Denmark.
They actually decided that they needed to spend more money into general practice because they couldn't continue to afford to keep building hospitals. The end result was that their reliance on hospitals actually went down.
It comes as Shadow Minister for Health and Gold Coast MP Ros Bates says patients on the Gold Coast were ramped for over 3.5 hours at Gold Coast University Hospital during the December quarter. Updating sport now, and a fine is coming the way of Gold Coast Titans forward Jermaine Jolliffe. He's been charged by the NRL Match Review Committee for a Grade 1 high tackle against the Raiders on Sunday night. An early guilty plea will result in a $1,000 fine, but he'll be available for Saturday's clash against Manly at Seabus Stadium.